beautiful souls.
This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, I'm out here in nature again. It looks like this is kind of the theme for me. It just gives me just one-on-one connection with awe, and it feels very feminine energy. So I like that energy that I am in. And I have the elementals. Thank you so much, air. And the element of air says, yes, this is confirmation. We have the animal kingdom. But I did not put out an episode yesterday, and I'll be putting it out today. So make sure that you listen to that one, when, and then you listen to the one that I'm going to put. And usually when I do get messages at times, that's what I'm seeing, that the messages do come earlier than what I am feeling in the moment. I do feel them, but it just feels they come out of nowhere, and the energy has not arrived yet. Or it is arrived, but it is like at the very beginning of this energy. So then, right, is letting us know your intuition is very on the dot, and it's very clear. So always listen to your intuition, okay? So yesterday it felt very much of a kind of like at the end of a... It's still in the transition point, right? But it felt very much that it felt a little bit scattered. Like if you had your plate full and you want to do this and that. And it was confirmation that, yes, we are at the entry of a new energy, and that's why I was feeling that type of energy. One of the things that would really help you would be following the planetary alignment, which definitely makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now, what I wanted to talk about in this episode was, thank you, elemental of air. Thank you, air. I love you. Is that we have all these beautiful ideas, because Venus is about creativity, and it enhanced it. It feels really good. I love it. And so we are having all these beautiful ideas, and you definitely need to put these down in order not to get discombobulated, right? Put all over the place. Organization, I did say that on the other episode, but organization is a mess. And one of the things that you have to keep in your awareness is that we have all these beautiful ideas, but now the next step is to, okay, how am I gonna bring this into fruition? Making it, okay, let's now think of goals help this manifestation grow, right? Like, let me give you an example, okay? If you are wanting to buy a home, right? You already put it out to the universe, right? To the planetary alignment. And then, so it's not only just saying it, right? It is you wanting to plant it, right? So you're planting it. Okay, so how do we water it? We water it by looking into it, right? Looking into the prices of the home, looking into if there's any first home owner credits, right? And once you, okay, so you find a website, all right, so you look into it. Okay, so now you look into it. Is there any classes that you need to take? Is there any questions that you might need to ask? Okay, those are kind of watering watering your seed, and then that is taking action. And when you do this, you're not thinking about it in the future because you're doing it in the present moment. You're making things happen, right? And one of the other things is to not fear what has not what is not here yet, right? What you're doing is really putting a really good foundation on what you are wanting, right? And it's just kind of putting yourself out there, right? And I feel very much of this divine feminine energy, this feminine energy that is here to embrace us, that is here to uplift us. It is here to bring us to our fulfillment. It is not only bringing us strength, it's bringing us courage, happiness, joy. And one of the side of the other planetary alignments, I believe Jupiter is very big at this time, and it's going to be big with this divine feminine energy, right? So we are on the right step. Do not keep your eye off your goals. Like I said, if you seem to be scattered, discombobulated, organize yourself. That is one of the things, remember, because you're planning and all these beautiful seeds that you want to, and you are more consciously aware, so you know when to, okay, the thinking now needs to stop, the planning needs to stop, now we want to get it into, now we want to water it, okay? So that's what I have for you guys. So much blessings for you guys, and thank you for showing up as I am showing up for you. If you love my beautiful content, please share it with the world, share it with a friend, share it with a family member, not share it for yourself. And you can also support me on my also my other social medias. YouTube is usually where I talk about spirit animals. And my other social media platforms is more of a positive vibe, affirmation type of thing. So much love, and until then, namaste.